Japan Makes Me Scared, a podcast to the chilling realm of Japanese horror stories. My name is Junpei, and I will invite you to the mysterious world of Kaiden, exploring spine-tingling experiences that have haunted Japan. Konbanwa, minasan. Welcome back to another episode of Japan Makes Me Scared. I'm Junpei, your host, and I'm gonna share various horror, scary stories of Kaiden in this podcast. Today's question is, have you ever had a dream of your own death? Actually, I had just one a few weeks ago. The dream started with me in the car, and suddenly, there was a big earthquake, and the ground cracked, and the car fell into it, and I was crushed inside. By the way, I'm recording this episode in April 2024, and there was a big earthquake in Japan in January this year. I've often seen news from various media and SNS, so I think it might be an effect of that. According to one theory, dreams are made up of information that you have seen or heard. Therefore, you can't actually see the moment of your death in a dream. That might be true because in that dream that I had, I thought I was going to be crushed to death, but I woke up before the moment I died. But is that really the case? Sometimes, what we see in our dreams happens in real life. So, I don't think that the past is the only ingredient for dreams. Also, I always think about one possibility. If there are people who see the moment of the death in their dreams, they might have died in this life as well, and didn't wake up from that dreams. Today's story is one of the most terrifying urban legends related to nightmares. Alright. Let's move on to the storytelling part. Episode 19, Monkey Dream, Saruyume. In 2000, there was a post from a user, presumably a woman, on 2chan, the Japanese message board website. Here's a story from her experience. She was suddenly alone in dimly lit unmanned station. That was when she realized she was in a dream. Then, an announcement was made. A train will be coming soon. If you get on that train, you will have a scary experience. Soon after, the train was coming into the station. However, it was not a regular train, but rather a roller coaster with a silver banging monkey toy, like the ones you used to see at amusement parks. The passengers were several men and women, all looking pale. She thought it was strange, but decided to board the train at the test of her fears. If it came down to me, I could just wake up easily. As she was thinking that, she sat in the front seat from the back, and then the train started moving. As soon as the train left the platform, it entered a tunnel, which was illuminated by a mysterious purplish light. After a while, another announcement was made. The next stop is Ikezukuri. Ikezukuri is a preparation of raw seafood, sashimi, while it is half alive. What does it mean? Are they going to have a sushi party or something? As she was thinking this, she heard a scream from behind. When she turned around, she saw a man sitting at the very back of the train, and his body had been ripped open with a blade by four evil-looking dwarves. The man's internal organs had been removed from his body, and bloody organs were scattered around him. While she was panicking, a pale woman with long hair, who was sitting right behind her, seemed unconcerned as she silently looked forward. Then, another announcement was made again. Next, gouging out. Then, that woman sitting behind her had her eyeballs gouged out by two dwarves with spoon-like object. Her face turned into a terrible expression of pain, and she screamed so loudly. In terms of order, it was her turn next. While she was ready to wake up from the dream at any time, she decided to check what announcement would be played for her before waking up. Then came the announcement. Next is minced meat. From what occurred after the earlier announcements, it was easy to imagine what would happen. Even though it was a dream, she didn't want to be scared anymore. Wake up. But she couldn't quite wake up this time. Then, a mechanical sound came closer and closer. Probably the sound of a machine that grinds her into mincemeat. She could feel that a dwarf got on her lap, bringing the machine closer to her face. When the sound got louder and she began to feel wind pressure, she finally woke up from the dream. She managed to avoid being minced, but her whole body was drenched in sweat and tears. Four years had passed since the nightmare, and she had forgotten all about the monkey dream. But one night, it suddenly started again with the announcement. Next, gouging out. She immediately realized it was a continuation of that dream. Unlike the previous dream, she was already on the train. As in the first nightmare, she saw the woman's eyeballs being gouged out behind her. She tried to wake up from the dream, but couldn't wake up easily this time. Then, the announcement was made. Next is minced meat. Last time, she woke up just before turning into minced meat, but she couldn't escape this time yet. The sound of the machine was getting closer and closer. She begging her mind. Wake up! Then, at last, she was able to wake up. However, just as she was about to open her eyes, she heard an announcer's voice in a playful tone. Are you going to run away again? The next time you come, it'll be your last time. That's about the original Monkey Dream story, but in 2003, 3 years after the original post, a man posted a story on 2chan. According to him, the dream that he had was a continuation of Monkey Dream. His story, which would later be known as Monkey Dream Plus, went something like this. On the fourth night, after he had read the original Monkey Dream story in 2chan, he had a dream. In that dream, he was initially on a slow coaster at an amusement park. But when he went through a tunnel, the scene suddenly changed. The coaster turned into a train, and he was on car number 5 of Shinkansen, a Japanese bullet train. The train was unusually quiet inside. Looking at seats on either side, there was only one person sitting in every row, and they all looked very pale. The bullet train then started to slow down. The station's name was announced, but he failed to catch it. The train stopped at an unknown station, and suddenly, a scream echoed through the car. It seemed that something had happened in the back seat. But despite the terrible noise, no one reacted. What happened? No one got on or off the train, and the train started to run slowly again. Within 5 minutes or so, it slowed down again. He could hear the name of the next station this time. The next is hanging up. The bullet train stopped again at an unknown station, and again, a scream. He looked back in a panic, and saw an elderly woman being hung up, hearing the sound of her limbs hitting the seat. He finally realized what this dream was about. Perhaps it was Monkey Dream. He thought he must wake up as soon as possible, but he couldn't wake up immediately. He wanted to know how many people had already been killed, and what number he was. It seemed that about a quarter of the back of car number 5 was empty. But in fact, there may have been people there who had been killed by ikezukuri, or gouging out, like in the original Monkey Dream. He was sitting 6 from the front, so it was still early for his turn to come. In the meantime, he heard a lot of screaming. Then he saw a woman, who was supposed to usually sell drinks and sandwiches in the car, smiling and pushing her trolley, with human organs on. "I can't take it anymore. Wake up quick. Wake up, wake up." He looked back again to check his turn. Then, some of the people sitting behind him disappeared, and the seat disappeared as well. His seat, which should have been 6 from the front, was now in the middle. In his panic, a businessman sitting just behind him talked to him. "You have to wake up soon. If you don't, your turn will come anyway." He could see blood pouring from the seat 8 seats behind him, so he thought, there's still room for 7 more, so I should have a little more time. "Just wake up quickly and never have this dream again." Then the next station came. Next is skewered. Now he was in big trouble. He thought he had 7 more people to go, one by one, before it was his turn. But at the station, 5 people were skewered and killed at once. Next, it was the turn of the businessman behind him. But he began to speak calmly through his seat. "I don't need to wake up anymore. I got redundant from my company, and my wife also left." While I listened to the personal story of the businessman, he finally woke up, shivering. He felt that it had been such a long dream, but when he looked at the watch, it seemed that only 20 minutes had passed. Was it because the impact of the original monkey dream was so strong that he had this dream? Otherwise, reading or hearing the story of Monkey Dream itself may have been a ticket to get yourself into Monkey Dream as well. Oshimai, thank you very much for listening to the stories. Today, I've shared two separate stories, and hope you guys like both of them. Just saying that it is scary shouldn't be enough. So this time, I've liked to analyze the stories of Monkey Dream from a slightly different perspective. Do you know that there's such thing as dream fortune telling? This is based on the idea that things, colors, and contents of dreams have meanings and suggest events and people's feeling in the real world. This time, I actually googled monkeys in dreams, and according to some such results, monkeys in dreams are said to symbolize cunning in a spiritual sense. Especially dreams with black-colored monkeys are often said to be worn in dreams that signify cunning and malicious intent, which may negatively influence the dreamer. Also, when you're looking at monkey dream from the perspective of train dream or dream being killed, and then the meanings emerged, it is said that train dream means something that transports you to a different situation, and dreams of being killed are also said to mean a desire to reset or a suggestion of a time of rebirth. So combining all these ideas, monkey dream may imply a terrible ending that will lead you to another circumstance of death and make a reset to your life. By the way, as set in Monkey Dream Plus, by hearing the story of Monkey Dream, you might get trapped in it too. So I wish you a good night's sleep tonight, but otherwise, hope you can escape the nightmare without being missed me. Anyway, do you have any theories on this story as well? I've got a Discord channel where anybody can join and share thoughts and theories. Of course, I'll be there as well. I'm gonna leave the link in the description, so please join and enjoy the interaction if you would. This podcast, If I Makes Me Scared, is available on almost all popular podcast platforms like Spotify, Apple, YouTube, or Amazon Music. Also, if you push the follow button on the app of your choice. First of all, for me, it'll be a huge support and motivation. And for you, you will not miss notifications for future episodes. So please consider following my podcast as well. Alright, we're getting close to the end, so let me say one thing. Arigatou gozaimasu, again, for listening to my podcast, Japan Makes Me Scared, and sayonara for more children's fruits next time. Bye!